Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing, Monty?
Has arrived.
Good morning. Here in beautiful outside of Des Moines, Iowa this morning.
Has arrived.
Morning, Char.
Good morning.
Monty's here, I know. Myself.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here shaking up my shake in West Des Moines, Iowa. So.
You're in West Des Moines, Iowa right now, Steve?
Yep, we're heading to Buffalo, New York, so should be in Chicago this afternoon and evening, and then continuing on the way, so. Have a great day, everybody.
Is there a wedding back there that I can't remember what you're going to?
Graduation from college.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Excuse me, I can't keep everybody's schedule straight sometimes.
I know, and we're doing genealogy on the way, so it's been a fun trip. So.
Wow. So, are you driving or are you riding?
Yeah. Well, I'm mostly riding, and Carol's driving.
Has arrived.
So anyway,
Carol's driving?
Yeah, Carol's driving,
Okay.
So anyway, I'll quit talking and let you guys talk.
I'll let you talk if you weren't driving.
What's that?
I said I was gonna let you talk if you weren't driving.
Oh, well, actually we're doing breakfast, and then we got to get on the road.
So
I'm actually recording the call. I'm actually recording the call with my cell phone. So. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, and you too. Enjoy much.
Yeah, it's
need a trip.
It's been fun. It's been nice to get away from work, and it'll be fun to be there on the graduation on Friday. So. And then a trip to my daughter's a tour bus driver, and we're going on the tour she's doing Saturday to the Amish country, so that'll be fun to be in the bus that she's driving and be able to visit with her as she's working. It'll be fun.
I guess so. Well, you deserve it. You guys deserve it. You need the break, so change the scenery and spend time with your family, so. I'm thrilled that you're doing it. Okay, guys. Any comments? Any thoughts? Any questions? As I'm looking for a pen to write with here. Where did I left my pad last night? Grabbing my stuff. I know I heard Betty come in. I heard Monty.
Good morning, Star.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good.
I miss not having Nancy here to give us the media coverage.
Yes.
It's time for me to call her again. I told her when she felt up to it, she could give me a call, so I'm just hoping and praying that she's doing much better than she did the last time.
Oh, yes, I hope so, too.
So, anyway, I'll let her know when I call that we were all thinking about her.
For sure.
On the road for...
has arrived.
Kind of like to know. So, somebody else just joined us.
Good morning, Mrs. Onita.
Excuse me. Good morning, Onita. Glad you're... at the end of tax season?
Yeah, I am.
Good. A new routine.
Yeah.
For a while anyway, huh?
Right.
So who haven't I got? I've got Steve, Monty, Onita, Betty, Joanne. Anybody else that wants to say hi? Well... around here, two of us are into doing our walking in the morning, so that's great. A And this morning was my slow morning to get up because I was debating. So when you do it with somebody else, it kind of helps put the push on you. We've got a beautiful, yesterday was absolutely gorgeous in the 80s. I don't know what today's going to be, but it's going to be somewhere close to that. So it's when we start getting a little bit warmer weather, and it's changing, going to change your routine a little bit. Anyway, no comments yet. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've got one. I was going to save it till Friday, but I'll go ahead and mention it now. It,
okay.
I don't know if any of you have heard about what's going on over in Europe with the European Commission in regards to seeds. Anybody read the article or heard about it?
No, not recently.
Well, a new law proposed by the European Commission would make it illegal to grow, reproduce, or trade any vegetable seeds that have not been tested, approved, and accepted by a new EU bureaucracy named the EU Plant Variety Agency. It goes on to say it's called the Plant Reproductive Material Law, and it attempts to put the government in charge of virtually all plants and seeds. Home gardeners who grow their own plants from non-regulated seeds would be considered criminals under this new law.
Oh, my good grief.
The law will immediately stop the professional development of vegetable varieties for home gardeners, organic growers, and small-scale market farmers. Home gardeners have real difficulty needs. For example, they grow by hand, not machine, and can't or don't want to use such powerful chemical sprays. There's no way to register the variety suitable for home use as they don't meet the strict criteria of the Plant Variety Agency, which is only concerned about approving the sort of seed used by industrial farmers.
Oh, my word. I thought they were headed the opposite direction. They're going right down a goopy path, too.
Oh, wow.
Monsanto's got their hands in that one.
No, that's exactly right, because it's, matter of fact, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it probably might be a little whatever, but the last sentence of this article, let me get, it says, as you might suspect, the move is final solution of Monsanto. DuPont and dominating corporations who have long admitted their goal is the complete domination.
Has arrived.
The complete domination of all seeds and crops grown on the planet. By criminalizing the private growing of vegetables, thereby turning gardeners into criminals, EU bureaucrats can finally hand over full content of food supply to powerful corporations like Monsanto.
Oh, my word. Do you have that so you can send it down?
I put it in a Word document. I can actually try to send it down to you.
Oh, that would be nice. I'd like that, too.
Yeah, I thought, sure, they had outlawed them, so obviously they've given in to them. The money's taken over again. And what country did that come out of? That's what I wanted to ask you.
It's off of the Natural News, and I think it came out of Europe somewhere. Give me a second here.
I just wondered if it was Britain, because Britain was the one that was so strong against Monsanto. I know there were some that did not join in Europe, but I didn't know which ones did not join. So whatever countries Monsanto got into to get a foothold, that's probably where they're trying to operate this out of, because, you know, I would be surprised if they got a hold of all the countries, but maybe they have by now, because some of the information, you know, I'd heard a long time ago that was showing that they weren't allowed there. They at one point they had an uprising in Britain about this Monsanto trying to get in, and they kept them out. But I don't know where they are today. So anyway, it'd be interesting to see how many countries are in alignment with that. Might be able to Google or something, get some more information. So, but that is really disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. And the wordage they've got that in, Monty, is very good. It's very, very clear.
There's a whole lot more to the article.
but I, you know, you don't have a 45 minutes to go through it all.
No, that, well, that says a lot. That's what you said, so.
Just like they're saying.
All that more reason. I'm sorry.
The most heirloom seeds, which we've all understood that's what we need to keep, okay, to it seems to be criminalized. Nearly all varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds will be criminalized under the proposed EU law. This means that the saving of seed from one generation to the next, a cornerstone of sustainable living, will become a criminal act.
But we'll be arrested for gardening if that goes through.
And think of money in Monsanto and whatever. We know all the problems that they've had in the upper United States with their seeds and sprays being moved over to other fields, and then once it's in the other fields, then the farmer, he's kind of dead in the water. He can't do much about it. So I really think, don't anybody take this wrong, but, you know, when you control the food industry, you pretty much control the world. And I'll leave it at that.
It's our food supply.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much for bad news.
We need to know. That's why I didn't want to really talk about it until I kind of went through it a little more and whatever. But I just think there's a lot of things going on. You know, sometimes they disguise a lot of stuff. And like what you said, Char, you know, I've seen news clips of people in Britain rebelling against Monsanto and doing demonstrations and everything else. And sometimes that is a mode, in my opinion, of way of covering up things. We're getting kind of used to when something happens in the world that all of a sudden something else pops up to deflect our attention to something else rather than what's really happening.
Yeah, that's very true. You're exactly right. Well, I know that when Whole Foods came out and said that they were going to join Monsanto, I know how mad that made me, and I was just really, really in an uproar. And then, not too long ago, they came out and they said, we're going to have nothing to do with Monsanto, and we're not going to carry this stuff in the store. But they gave a timeline when it was all going to be put into operation. And I hope they stand by that. In doing it, because it would make a huge statement. And then, of course, we've got companies that have gone alongside of this. Anything that's genetically modified, they won't carry. Azure Standard is one of them. And why I want to patronize them and spread the word for other people to do the same thing, because, one, that's what they stand for, and, two, you can get a lot more for your dollar buying through them than you can through the health food stores, because it's much less expensive. But what you've got to do is either join a group that's already bringing it in so that you can put in no more than a $50 order at a time, or get together a group that will buy a $550 order on one delivery, or let them accumulate up to that. And, you know, people don't want to wait if they're out of something, but at the same time, the more that we can do along those lines is going to help promote it. And so wherever we have gone, we have talked about that to try and inspire people to put a little bit of energy into it in your area to get that started. And it's Azure Standard, A-Z-U-R-E, and then the word standard, STANDARD.com. Is the source on that. Now, I know they don't go all the way across the United States yet. They're growing as quickly as they can and still be able to do it in the manner that they do. But when I read the article some time back, they had a board of 17 people that scrutinized any company that was offered to them or recommended to them to look at for handling their food. You can tell, ask them, say, can you get this in? And before they will buy from any company, it's scrutinized by their board. And they said, we have no GMO products to our knowledge. That doesn't mean something couldn't slip through, but they try very hard to eliminate that. They have a lot of their own fields that they grow on. I don't know whether they own them or whether they're leasing them, but they control how the food is grown, as well as being very careful about the other ones that they buy from. So one plug for one company that I know is trying to produce it as economically as they can. I saw the bare bones operation that they had. It's nothing fancy. I mean, it's just, it's a warehouse that they're operating out of. Two warehouses, actually. Big ones. Great big ones. And you can go right there and pick things up. We have. And or they'll ship, and there's no freight on it. As long as the drop spot is within 3 miles of the highways that they're going down, they will do a drop for, it was a $550 order, and the catalog is all of 35 cents, and it's a virtual catalog on the internet. You can look up everything. Denny, as I've said before, buys his fence post, the metal T fence post that you string the barbed wire on or fencing on, for less than he can buy it from any co-op here in the greater Portland area. And so that's just a statement about how they price things as low as they possibly can. The freight is already figured into, just on an average, into what your, the cost of them taking an 18-wheeler across the country. And they have a refrigerated car, and they also have fresh produce. Only what's in season that they can get that is organic. To my knowledge, all of it, the produce is organic. If it isn't, it's probably one of them that's on the clean list, maybe, that doesn't have to be, but to my knowledge, they're all organic. So, anyway, that's my dissertation on the Azores. Monty just said. Questions or comments?
I know
there's other good co-ops around the country, too.
I just sent you the link to the article, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you could send it down, I'd appreciate it, too.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the margin right here, because when it comes that way, it's all set to go. And
just remember one thing about laws. You know, laws can always be drafted, and things can always be put up for something before government bodies vote on and whatever, and that's why the public voice is so important in situations like this.
And once they're in, they're harder to get out, right?
For sure.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have a recipe I made late last night because I was hungry and I needed something else to eat and I wanted something healthy, and I'd already made the sauce. I'm going to give you the sauce first. It's called a Verde sauce, if I'm saying it right, V-E-R-T-E sauce, and this would be considered a side dish because there is no starch in it, as we want to begin, I think, calling it. It makes it easier to say. I love what McDougall said in his last newsletter, and I didn't read the whole thing. I got the beginning of it read, and he was talking about how he calls it his way of eating, which does not mean a diet you go on and off, but simply that it's related to food diet, a starch diet. And he says the reason for calling it a starch diet is there's one thing you need to remember, primarily one major change you're making. Actually two, because you want to take out processed food also. But the idea is that you're switching from eating animal to a starch, because that is what replaces the protein that we're getting from animal products, such as meat. So your starch should be still about the size of a deck of cards, for your healthier eating. We don't want to go overboard on the amount. We do not need a high amount of protein. In fact, if I refer back to the China study, the average healthiest people on the planet eat about 30 grams of protein a day, where we're consuming somewhere between 150 and 250 grams a day. Now, that's on an average. That's not people that are stuffing down prime rib and steak every day. That's an average of the American fat diet. So with the starch, then you've got this the ability to have the substance there. Because if we just eat grits or we eat a lot of fruit, it's not going to be as satisfying. We're not satisfied in our diet. We need that starch along with it. And it can be in the form of a grain. It can be a potato. It can be some of your root vegetables. It can be tofu. It can be a lot of different things. We've got a huge variety. We don't have just the five that I've named already once this week, I think, such as in the animal, the main divisions there. So anyway, that's why I call this one a side dish or dish. So starting out with it needs to be made a day ahead of time, covered and refrigerated. You're going to start out with a third of a cup of fresh basil leaves, one green onion coarsely chopped, two tablespoons of fresh Italian parsley packed tight, two tablespoons of drained capers. These are going to be salty, but that's the way capers are preserved, is in salt or a brine. One tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. Two teaspoons of Dijon mustard. One clove of garlic, peeled of course. Salt for 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. And I think 3 tablespoons. And I think I cut that down and added part water. I didn't make notes out here, but I think I did. Okay, and what you do is just whirl that in a blender. Actually, it works better in a food processor because you don't have enough liquid in there for it to really blend. But you want to process it into a puree. What you're doing is making a pesto out of it, is what I'm going to call it. Yes? Thought somebody was asking a question. Okay, do that ahead of time. Let it set overnight for the next day or a day or so in the refrigerator. My pesto keeps quite well in the refrigerator. You could also freeze that, and it would be good. Okay, now the vegetables. And I did something that I saw give Anna Pang credit when I was down in Longchamp at their home. She was making a stir fry. I remembered how she had put the vegetables separately and steamed them, stir fried them, and put them aside to right to the point that they were just barely cooked. She did each batch separately, and I said, "My gosh, I just throw them all in the pan." And she says, "Oh, but I want them all very crisp." And so the instructions on this is, with the vegetables, there's another tablespoon of oil. I did do it with coconut oil. I wanted to see how it came out. I know that the next time I could do it at least with half the amount of coconut oil and water. So it takes a small amount. They're calling for 1 tablespoon of olive oil. In a large nonstick skillet, which I did not use, I used a cast iron. It worked beautiful. Heat over medium-high heat, add the vegetables, stir until coated. Okay, now what I did, because right off I decided I had 2 pounds of, they call it 1 pound of green beans, stemmed, trimmed. I trim both ends on mine, I would prefer it that way. So 1 pound of the green beans, 12 ounces of zucchini, and I pondered over the way they explained this. Cut in half lengthwise, and then each half cut in lengthwise into 1/3-inch wide strips. I cut the zucchini, I cut mine in half. I didn't want just long pieces because mine were probably a little bit bigger than what they were using. But anyway, I cut them so that the strips were about 3 inches long, and then I used my mandolin on the large, flat, slicing blade and just run them through that. It was very fast and very easy to do. Didn't take long at all, even to do a double batch. So, you've got 12 ounces of zucchini, and then on the bottom of that listing is 3 tablespoons of water and 2 tablespoons of fresh Italian parsley leaves for garnish. Okay, when you heat your pan, add your vegetables, stir them around until they're coated, and then you sprinkle them lightly with salt. I use very lightly, and 3 tablespoons of water to the batch that I'm using, giving you here. Cover them, cook them until the vegetables are just barely crisp, tender, stirring occasionally for about 4 minutes. Okay, the beans took 4 minutes. The zucchini I separately because it did not need 4 minutes. It did not really even need 2 minutes doing it that way. And then you uncover them and you do about 2 minutes longer, stirring them just enough of the sauce in to coat the vegetables generously. And then if you want to season them some more, a little pepper, it says salt and pepper, I used a little pepper, and then you garnish it with parsley. So when you're using the two different vegetables, I would cook them separately because you just don't want the zucchini limp. And when you've got, I mean, that you watch them at Panda Bear. That's our fast food restaurant of choice. Go in, order steamed vegetables, and steamed rice if you've got to do something that's fast food. I don't even use the fried rice because I know it's oily looking to me, and it doesn't taste as fresh as just a little bit of the steamed white rice. You don't have the choice of brown rice, unfortunately, but I can handle white.
Linda Morse
has arrived. So what that is doing is you, then when you toss the vegetables together, I just put them in a great big bowl so they could be spread out and cooled off really fast. I did not add all the sauce to it. I only added the sauce to the amount that I was eating. So I left the rest of the sauce in the jar. I can either bring them back to room temperature and have them as a cool dish, or I could heat them just slightly. I love the texture of it. And that's what Anna was doing when she was doing the vegetables separately. I'm positive if you guys will take the few minutes that it takes to do them that way, you'll absolutely love it and just get so hooked on it that that's the texture and the flavor you want. And, of course, you're getting a higher nutrient value because they're not cooked to death. So do I need to run back through the amounts of on the recipe for anybody?
Yes, please. On the pesto.
Okay. 1/3 cup of packed fresh basil leaves. And I used Asian basil. Either one I like. It was that I was in the Asian market, and they have beautiful little bunches of basil, and that was enough where we are here in the store to have a double batch. And I picked up watercress at the same time. Mine's not growing that well yet, so I've got to have my source of watercress. 1 green onion coarsely chopped is the second ingredient. 2 tablespoons of packed fresh Italian parsley. 2 tablespoons of drained capers. 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1 clove of garlic peeled, and 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. That one I know I split and put half water in there, and it still comes out really good. Well, when you're making, I didn't say this, when you process that, you're supposed to process the first 7 ingredients, that's minus the olive oil, and then pour your olive oil in. After it's pureed well, then pour your olive oil in very slowly, like you'd be making mayonnaise. And I had just one of the little food processors. I think I paid $15 or $20 for it at Costco. It's a 4-cup one. It's a perfect size to make that whole batch even doubled. The only thing that's negative about it is you have to hold your finger on the button, and I go back and forth between grind and chop. It spins one way, and then it spins the other way. And I had to take the lid off a couple of times to wipe down the sides of it because it blows it up. But it worked really, really well for it. I like doing that for the small jobs instead of a great big blender or food processor, which is much easier because you don't have to stir it down. So, any other questions on that?
Thank you very much.
Yes. You're certainly welcome. I am just knowing you guys are going to love it. It's not a spicy or heavy dish. It's very light. Even the pesto is not overpowering, and it's definitely not oily. Like so many pestos are oil comes to the top, and you got a half inch of oil sitting on top of your great little herbs that are all chewed up.
Right.
So anyway, that came from, that was right off the internet from, how do you pronounce that word? Epicurus? Curious?
Yeah, Epicurus.
Epicurus. Okay, thank you. My grammar isn't the best when it comes to enunciation, so. Anyway, comments, questions, guys. We're at the time, but I did get one in. Thank you. Is that Jeannie?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. I've been listening.
That's great. We love to hear your input, especially on the herbs. My gosh, you do such a good job on all your seasonings. I just love it, especially advertising Penzies. It has a wonderful array of spices and herbs
I would pick from. I was going to say you could, when I've done stir fry before, you could start your one that cooks the longest, start that one, and then add your, like if you did your green beans, let's say you cook them for 4 minutes, then, and the zucchini only takes two, you put your green beans in and then add your zucchini, and then they finish together. I've done that before.
I've done that too, but when I did them separately, it was easier for me to get all the distribution of the new ones on the bottom of the pan.
True.
So they cook really, really uniform. In fact, what I'm going to go look at is, when I get a chance, I'm going to go look at the steamer that they've got in the Asian, because I remember seeing one, and it was only about $40. And when we were down at Liz Coker's, she had a steamer that stacked on top of each other. And because of the way it was situated, I do this all the time. She had two or three different things stacked up, and she would do exactly what you're saying, but it would let the steam all the way through, and oh, the vegetables were perfect. Oh, my gosh. And she never stirred them or did anything else, and she didn't have to use any oil because they were strictly steamed. And I thought, gee, that would be so good, especially if I could get one for about $35 to $40. I wouldn't mind parting with that much to get yet another appliance. I love doing things, and after I saw her pantry that was just lined up for the shelving for her kitchen, and she has no hesitation adding to them. In fact, she's the one I got the large magic bullet set up from, because she says, I don't know why I bought two. I bought two at the same time, thinking I just might need a second one. She said, I don't need to have two of those. I'll sell you one of mine. And I had to laugh because she's a little ahead of me, just a few years, not very many, age-wise, and she's still doing more instead of cutting back. And I go, I love it, I love it. Her big family, her big feeds twice a week for all the people working on her ranch that she feeds. And know, this great big long table. I don't know, it would seat at least 20 people in there. They don't have it full every time, but they had a good section of people in there eating and just loving her home cooked. And she starts in the morning and it's out by 11 o'clock. Everything's on the table for them to come in and eat. And I go, you are incredible, lady. The schedule, it doesn't quit, and do a neat can to support her missions outreaches that she does. And she's got her goals all laid out as to what she wants to attain with that. But that's where her income from NECAN goes. Anyway, guys, we're past time, so I need to sign off unless somebody's got a parting comment. Make it a wonderful, healthier day. Focus on your goals and what you want to accomplish with your health. And we're here to support each other and help us each to stick to it.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sean. You're welcome.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.